timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every year, I have a bunch of dandelions come up in the yard. I've tried pulling them out, but if you leave any piece of the long taproot in place, it just sprouts a new plant. Horticulturist Ward Upham at Kansas State University says most people go after dandelions in the spring, but if you really want to eliminate them, do it now. During the fall, dandelions take the energy they made during the summer and push it down toward the roots so they can survive the winter.
Therefore, if you spray them at that time of year, it takes the herbicide and puts it down to the root where it kills the plant from the root up. In the spring, the opposite happens. Everything is coming from the root to the top so it can put up new growth and make the energy it needs from photosynthesis. And so it's much more difficult to get that chemical down to the root where it does a good job of control.
This is why dandelions get off to such a strong start in the spring. They develop that root system in the fall and raring to go when the weather warms up again. Upham says many dandelions growing now are young because the weed has been putting out a flush of new plants. They're the easiest to kill. Any herbicide that's listed for dandelion control will work, but there are other factors to pay attention to.
You want to have a day that's at least 50 degrees or over. Also, you want those plants growing well. In other words, if you're in the middle of a drought, you may want to actually water before you treat, because the better those plants are growing, the more herbicide they take up and the better kill you get.
He advises not mowing the lawn a few days before application and also a few days after to allow the herbicide time to move down into the roots. Find more tips for controlling those pesky dandelions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia, without knowing the reason. Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos, but beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee. This is ABC News. Emotional testimony in North Carolina, where grieving families urged lawmakers to take action on violent crime weeks after the stabbing death of a Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train in Charlotte. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Stephen Federico says his 22-year-old daughter, Logan, was shot and killed during a home invasion. Alexander Dickey, a man with a long criminal record, was charged with the crime.
Who was arrested 39 times.
Mia Alderman says her 20-year-old granddaughter Mary Collins was murdered back in 2020. Three of the people charged in the case have yet to go on trial.
We need to ensure that those accused of heinous crimes are swiftly prosecuted.
Both families pressing lawmakers to keep repeat offenders behind bars and not give bail to anyone accused of a violent crime.
In Nepal, a new 2-year-old girl has been chosen as the next living virgin goddess, worshipped by both Hindus and Buddhists. The previous living goddess is now 11 and was retired when she reached puberty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A man facing homicide charges in Manitowoc appeared in court Monday. 20-year-old Kirk Dunn faces first-degree intentional homicide charges in the death of a person identified by family as 25-year-old Josiah Owens. Dunn also faces a second-degree recklessly endangering safety charge for an incident with a rifle. Several hunting dogs were attacked and killed by wolves over the weekend in northern Wisconsin. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Wisconsin DNR confirmed Monday that 6 dogs were killed in 3 separate attacks in Langlade County. That includes 2 incidents in the town of Ackley and 1 in the town of Elko. And Wisconsin farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association reminds Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and veggies locally. The state's the 3rd largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the spuds are shipped out of state. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Compeer Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compure Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
Good morning. It's 7:07. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Amplify Health by Gunderson Bondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Whitehall. Thrivent Financial, downtown Durant, where money means more. Find out more at thrivent.com. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person is dead after a motorcycle accident in Wabasha County on Friday. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 26-year-old Eric Sanchez of St. Paul was traveling on County Road 11 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. he was pronounced dead at the scene. A former Hudson teacher who was charged with several sex crimes has pled guilty. 25-year-old Madison Bergman allegedly had an inappropriate relationship with a fifth grader. She was arrested in May of 2024 after the principal of Rivercrest Elementary called Hudson police. Investigators were shown screenshots of texts between Bergman and the boy. She talked about how much she enjoyed making out with him. Her handbag also revealed handwritten notes between the two. Nearly 100 more were recovered from her classroom. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden was talking about agriculture policy in a Saturday visit to Toma. The Western Wisconsin Republican spoke about his support of reducing regulations on the industry during a visit to the Bossard Cranberry Bogs. Van Orden is a member of the House Agriculture Committee. Wisconsin potato farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and vegetables locally. Wisconsin is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the potatoes are shipped out of state. Spokesperson Dana Rady says that when you're buying potatoes at the store, look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know that you're helping out local farmers. Three Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill was introduced by Senator Patrick Testin, Senate President Mary Felskowski, and Representative Patrick Snyder on Monday. If passed, patients would have to get a doctor's diagnosis as well as register with a new state office to get access to medical marijuana, but patients won't be allowed to smoke it. Assembly Republicans tried to pass a similar law last year, but did not get support from the Senate. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has confirmed a case of bird flu in a Jefferson County farm. The agency's website says there's more than 3 million birds at the site that has been quarantined. Livestock owners are urged to wash their hands, disinfect equipment, and keep new animals separate for 30 days. A control area has also been established to prevent poultry movement. Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to apply for an occupational license. Right now, the Wisconsin DOT may permanently revoke or suspend the driver's license of anyone who commits four or more of certain traffic offenses or crimes, including operating while intoxicated. Revocation periods vary, and courts may also order suspensions. Suspended or revoked individuals may apply for an occupational license, but there's a waiting period before eligibility, and that can vary depending on the underlying violation. A bill being circulated would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of revocation have lapsed. Those drivers would be required to have a functioning ignition interlock device, however, in their vehicle. Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds has refused to settle a $55,000 civil fine involving hundreds of alleged violations. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture confirmed Friday that the dog breeders' cases were now going to be referred to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Ridgeland Farms has been facing criticism from lawmakers and animal welfare groups after inspection records were released.
The Department of Ag cited it for over 300 violations, including unsafe enclosures and improper documentation. A nationally prominent Wisconsin Native American leader has died. The family of Ernie Stevens Jr. confirmed he died suddenly on Friday at 66. A member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, Stevens rose to national prominence as an advocate for tribal sovereignty and had served as chairman of the Indian Gaming Association for 25 years, a period which saw total tribal gaming revenue grow from $11 billion to more than $49 billion in 2024. He was reelected to a 13th term in April. Oneida Nation Chairman Tasa Hill called Stevens an amazing man who showed unwavering support of his family, youth programming, and the pursuit of sovereignty protections. More time again has been requested for two people charged a year ago in the death of a three-year-old boy. Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were back in Manitowoc County Court for a status conference last week. Bauer's attorney said she still needs more time to look through evidence against her client before moving forward. Vang's attorney said he's ready to file motions, but still needs more time before starting. Judge Anthony Lambrick set Bauer's next status conference for December 1st. Vang won't return to court until January for a scheduling conference. Both were arrested in February of last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers and was charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. You're listening to WRDN News.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Spirit Airlines is ending flights at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. Spirit has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in a year as the carrier struggles to compete against bigger airlines. The airline is shutting down services in a dozen other airports across the country. Spirit also plans to furlough more than 1,800 flight attendants before the end of the year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington. It's worth a look.
The injuries are beginning to pile up for the Minnesota Vikings. The team announced yesterday that starting right tackle Brian O'Neill suffered an MCL sprain during Minnesota's 24-21 loss to Pittsburgh Sunday. The injury will not require surgery, but Kevin O'Connell said that O'Neill's status is now week to week. Minnesota takes on Cleveland in London this Sunday. The Minnesota Twins are in the market for a new manager. The team fired Rocco Baldelli after a seven-year tenure as Minnesota skipper. Baldelli led the Twins to three AL Central titles during his time at the helm, and he brought Minnesota its first playoff win since 2004 during the 2023 campaign. He had a 527-505 record overall. The Twins begin the search for their next manager immediately. The Minnesota Wild will continue preseason play with a game against Winnipeg tonight. The Wild are coming off a 4-1 exhibition loss to Chicago on Saturday. Now, the team cut its training camp roster down to 31 players yesterday. Tonight's game begins at 7 o'clock. The Wisconsin men's basketball team has made some changes to its coaching staff. Kirk Penny resigned from his position as special assistant to the head coach and will be replaced by former Badger Brad Davidson. Penny had been in the job since 2023. Davidson played at Wisconsin from 2017 to 2022, averaging 11.3 points per game.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, can save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Baseball's wild card series start today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In the National League, the Cubs host the Padres. Game one of that best 2 of 3 series. The winner gets a date with the Brewers this weekend. Brewers holding a workout at AmFam Field today. The Dodgers welcome the Cincinnati Reds to L.A. later in the day for the start of a series there. In the American League, the Cleveland Guardians host the Detroit Tigers, and the Yankees open at home against the Boston Red Sox. Miami and Denver secured week 4 wins in Monday Night Football. The Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21, while the Broncos crushed the Cincinnati Bengals 28-3. The Packers are in their bye week. They're back in action a week from Sunday against the Bengals at Lambeau Field. Bucks open their training camp doors in Milwaukee today. They'll do so without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's under quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID-19.
You know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. You know, things like this, you don't know when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. How you're going to feel. So right now, again, I am definitely bummed that I'm not able to be there from day one and how much I want to compete.
Wisconsin men's basketball team made some changes to their coaching staff. Kirk Penny resigned from his position as special assistant to the head coach. He's been replaced by another former Badger, Brad Davidson. Football Badgers gearing up for their Big Ten matchup at Michigan Saturday. Doesn't look like the Badgers will be able to go with their number one quarterback, Billy Edwards Jr. Coach Luke Fickell said allowing Edwards to play against Maryland a week ago is a decision that bothers him.
It's probably the thing that lingers as much as anything. Even in the situations we've been in the last 2 years, you knew where you were, right? I mean, okay, a guy's out for 5 weeks after surgery, a guy's out for the year. The hardest thing is there's a lingering, like, how long does this last? What's best? Trying to make the right decisions, the best decisions.
A tough month ahead for the Badgers, who get Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, and Oregon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Profit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Corner table, she had a long neck bottle, she was peeling the more action.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. And them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, from the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be your bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. When it's time to go, after all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Thomas Rhett, after all the bars are closed on Tuesday. So glad to have you along with us starting your day. I got to George Strait, Alabama, and Low Cash coming up.
Explore scenic backroads and immerse yourself in nature's fall artistry on the Fall Fresh Art Tour. 50 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 31 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Hit the road for a relaxing meander, meet the artists, and take home a bit of their inspiration. The Fall Fresh Art Tour, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find at the tour map and artist information at freshart.org. We'll see you on the tour.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Here's
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. Nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love. And I can't even give it away.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
If we could leave this big old city and head for the cabin we love back deep in the woods, oh, baby, we would. If we could jump some big old up to heaven tonight. Take a little time.
or we can do that.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I didn't know I was wasting my time. Didn't think there was anything better. Hell, I was kind of getting used to the rain. Thought I was born for bad weather. Then out of that neon blue, everything changed. In walked you, and I'd like to thank all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just empty in them whiskey glasses. The swings, the misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to straight to your arms, thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the wrong hearts. Yeah, all them falling ends that all fell apart. Turns out they were never written. Like we are in the midnight stars, could never get as high. Is we're getting, yeah, and it feels like heaven when you hold me this close. The way you look at me got me letting go of all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just empty in them whiskey glasses. The swings and misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to straight to your arms, thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the wrong hearts. All the wrong hearts. So baby, let's raise up a drink to me and you. And baby, while we're at it, let's raise one to all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just empty in them whiskey glasses. The swings, the misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to happen that highway to hell led straight to your arms. Thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the
hearts. Well, many of us count on caffeine to help us feel awake and boost energy in the morning, but it's not the only way to get there. Soaking up a little bit of morning sunlight is energizing on a neurological level, and adding some movement can help too. Splash of cold water, meditation, and intention setting. can also give you energy to start your day as well.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Satan's time. She on your mind? When you see me pull up in your drive, do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dinner and hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find a thing to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn? Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Go Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter And this is what it said: if you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and in between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy.